gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Tuesday, February 19th. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. It was nice. We had a little three-day weekend. We had President's Day off. Don't ask me why, but we did. I'll take it. Good morning, everybody. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can check everything out, too. All of our blogs, all of our podcasts, joeandalexshow.com. And, of course, you can call into the show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That number is 833-563-2539. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. I was at a friend's house last night, my friend Madison and her husband, Mike. And they have a weird, I thought was weird, family rule. And I was like, oh, this is a rule that might help Liv the web girl. So Liv does not read. She does not own any books. She doesn't read ever. And when I was over at my friend Madison's to watch The Bachelor last night, they had subtitles on. And I was like, why are there subtitles on? And her husband says, oh, well, it's a rule I like to have in our house. I like the TV to always have subtitles on because then it's like you're getting your book reading in. And I was like, well, what do you mean?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The thing. I know how to read.
Yeah, you don't like to.
I just don't like to. Right. So it's like, I feel like you would have subtitles on to help little kids learn how to read and become better at reading. I'm good at reading. That's
so he
fine.
Said
it's
just
boring.
He said it's just like reading a normal book because a lot of times actors or people in a TV show may use a word you don't know and then you get to see it in context and you learn from that. So he's like, it to me feels like a little extra crunch way to get in some
that
reading.
That is so dumb.
Well, I did watch Narcos Mexico.
Yeah.
That has a ton of subtitles.
There you go.
But it's because it's in Spanish.
I know. So I got in my reading for the year. And then
Live the reading,
two,
girl.
We should make
season
her...
season 2 of Narcos Mexico comes out...
You'll read again.
I'll read again.
We should make Liv the web girl. We have our Joe and Alex Show book buddies where we go read to kids at schools. We should make her read 1 week. I wonder how that would actually go.
I would be amazing.
Okay, cool.
I'd knock your socks off. I'd do the voices.
You'd what?
I knock your socks off.
Okay.
And sometimes I do read in the daycare at the gym that I work at. It's so annoying. Sometimes kids ask me to read to them and I do it, but it's not fun. But yeah, and I got spit up on yesterday when I was working there, but it was a really cute baby, so I didn't care.
All right. What about you, Pork Chop?
I'm really, really upset.
Oh, God.
I was Uber driving this weekend, and someone gave me a 1-star.
Oh, no.
Did you try talking to him again?
Well, it's after I dropped them off. And so, yeah, I dropped them off, and then they rate me. So
I'm surprised you didn't, like, text message them and be like, hey, like, what did I do wrong?
No, I don't have their number or anything.
Because if I did, I'd write them a stern message.
I don't even know who it was.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying is when they were in the car with you, did you try talking to them?
I don't know who it was. I don't remember. I took hundreds or a couple, 50 rides this weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have 486 5-stars and 2 1-stars now. It dropped me to a 4.95.
Dang, that's cold.
Yeah, straight up. He probably offered them, like, a mint or something, too. He's like,
did you get lost?
No, I don't know. Well, I think
did you hit a pothole?
That's what I was going to say. Here, it's impossible to not hit a pothole. There are so many potholes.
I don't know. Wow. I've been in Uber rides before that didn't have potholes.
Trust me, impossible.
That's brutal. I've never given an Uber driver like less than 5 stars, number one, I don't think. But two, definitely not for like hitting a pothole. You can't help that.
Yeah.
I know.
See, I didn't know for the longest time. I just gave people 3s. I'm like, oh, they were average.
Ugh, no.
See, I didn't realize. I didn't realize I crushed people's worlds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Got to spend time with my wife, Lindsay. We kind of wrapped up our 6-week doing that title boxing boot camp. So look forward to Joe's journey this week when we weigh in there and talk about that. And then yesterday we had the day off. I just went about like doing all kinds of crap, like getting taxes ready. I don't know what the hell happened. I changed my withholdings after the new tax plan went into effect. But I still owe the government so much money. I'm going to have to get another job.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm really pissed. I can't believe how much money I owe.
I feel like you're doing it wrong. Like, you've got to be. That's so weird that you have to owe a lot of money.
Tax advice from Liv.
Yeah, I know, right? She's like, yeah, you send that to the BMV, right? No, we changed my withholdings. Like, I have a CPA, but something, it's, I don't know, our this is boring stuff. Our table at work, however their withholdings are done, seem to be off. I don't know. My wife made a bunch of money, but even my money is going to cancel that out that we owe. So, yay!
That sucks.
Totally does. For now on, I'm not going to pay any taxes. Okay. So, all right, we got a lot going on here, including the garbage, which will be coming up in a few minutes. Hang on for that. Then around 7:45, 6:45 Central, we have got your chance to win Chainsmoker tickets. You can see them in concert, then qualify for the flyaway. We're going to send you to see them in New York City. That's not a bad way to start off your Tuesday.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jussie Smollett appeared in a reading of Take Me Out, which is like a play about a biracial baseball player coming out as gay the day before his attack. Sources say the Empire actor was in New York City the day before his alleged beating, where he read for the Tony-winning play. The script for that play finds the lead character being attacked by a new pitcher who joins the team. And that character uses the same racial slurs Smollett told police that his attacker screamed at him. After he did two readings that day, Smollett began posting Instagram stories, which cops now believe were meant for the two Nigerian brothers from Empire to see ahead of the attack. Allegedly, he was upset after a racist letter sent to the show studio didn't get a bigger reaction, so he's now suspected of paying these two guys to attack him. When the letter didn't get enough attention, he concocted the whole thing. Jussie's sisters are also actresses and activists, by the way, who worked as leading campaign surrogates for former President Barack Obama. And less than a year ago, videos of Jussie dancing with Michelle Obama went viral. Notably, he also said on GMA that he comes really, really hard against 45. Obviously, that means Trump. The two brothers came out with a statement saying, "We're not racist, we're not homophobic, and we're not anti-Trump. We were born and raised in Chicago and are American citizens." The case could be headed to a grand jury. After reports of the Jussie Smollett attack came out being a possible hoax, Kenan Thompson from SNL didn't really know how to feel about it.
"Man, I wish I knew what the truth was, because everybody's so quick to jump on one side or the other, you know, before the actual facts come out, that some people, you know, are left holding the bag, even though, you know, they were reaching out with love. And I did the same thing. I reached out and I was like, stop the madness and all of that. Now it's like the story is turning and it's starting to look kind of negative." So
Cardi B also thinks that Jussie Smollett really messed up.
"So I'm really disappointed. Jussie Smollett, I feel like he f***ed up Black History Month, bro. I'm not gonna say yet until he said out his mouth that it was fake and was staged. I don't wanna completely blame him. Like, why would you do that? Like, you ain't had to do that."
Mandy Moore spoke up on a podcast about her former relationship with Ryan Adams. Mandy was one of several women who came forward with allegations of abuse against Adams last week. She said her former marriage was an entirely unhealthy dynamic.
"I was living my life for him."
Yeah. Well, codependency action?
"Yeah, taking care, being the mother."
Uh-huh.
"Yeah, it's an entirely unhealthy dynamic. Oh, I had no sense of self. I was imperceptible. I was so small in my own world."
Netflix has officially cut all ties with Marvel TV by canceling Jessica Jones and The Punisher. The cancellations follow the previous axing of Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. The third season of Jessica Jones, which has finished production, will still air at a later date, but there's not going to be a third season of The Punisher. The shows may eventually be headed to Disney's upcoming streaming service that they're working on. And this is exciting news. A Golden Girls theme cruise has been announced for 2020. The Golden Girls at Sea Experience sets sail from Miami, Florida on February 24th of next year. It will make stops in Key West and Cozumel, Mexico. The five-night cruise includes a bar crawl, cheesecake party, a bingo night, and a karaoke night. Prices range from around $1,000 a person for a standard cabin and around $1,200 for a deluxe cabin. Betty White, who played Rose on the show, is the only surviving member left of the show, but nobody knows if she's going to be a part of the cruise yet or not.
I'm saving up right now for that cruise. I will be on that.
Yeah, Joe is like the biggest Golden Girls fan, which is funny. Coming up in less than an hour, is this A-lister's fiance cheating on her?
Okay, so if you didn't hear about this, this kind of sucks, but I've lost my job. I got an email saying that I was terminated. I think this came on Thursday or Friday of last week, and honestly, it was a punch in the gut.
Yeah, we honestly just found out about this. So this is really out of left field.
Yeah, and I emailed back saying there's got to be some confusion here. Like, what's going on? I've been doing everything by the rules. I've been following everything with the contract that I agreed to. And I've heard no response, actually, which is pretty bothersome. And I've tried reaching out several ways.
I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lot of people reaching out on Instagram saying, like, oh my gosh, Joe, what happened? Like, why are you fired? What's going on here? Is this true?
And I really appreciate that, Pork Chop. I mean, we all do. I mean, we get beat up sometimes on social media, but I gotta say, we do have a pretty strong defense here with people that care about the show and listen, support us.
So you know what I'm curious? Like, if you're fired, like, are you fired right away, or when's your last day?
Oh, I was fired immediately. I couldn't get into my account. I couldn't really do anything.
If you're fired, though, I don't get it. Because, like, you're here.
Oh, this job? No, I still have this job.
What job do you not have?
I got fired from Bird, like, where I was, like, charging the scooters.
Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you're laughing at my financial ruin, Alex.
Why
Thanks.
Would they fire you? What did you do?
They said that I don't know. It's a generic email. It's just like, hey, account terminated. And they said I did one of four things, which is like, one's like illegally holding birds, so they charge up and they're worth more money. One was—
Did you do that?
No, Alex, I swear to God, I'm anybody that I love, I followed all the guidelines to the best of my knowledge.
Clearly you didn't.
No, maybe, that's not true, because people can report you for something. They can hit, like, I can. For example, if I think a bird, like, it's held illegally, I hit report on it, and it goes against your account. And I've been reading a lot of things online, too, on Reddit and different boards from people like, yeah, I recently, this past month, they upgraded their system or something, and I just got it out of nowhere termination, because I never even had a warning before.
So, but you can't get a hold of them to ask
them? I have reached out on social media. I thought maybe because I'm verified on Twitter, which is not hard to do, but I thought, oh, maybe that would at least get a response. Nothing. Polite, too. Like,
what?
Really
you
nice
can't.
And kind. I also reached out via email. I've done four emails in 4 days.
You should
no
call
response.
Their customer service line.
I don't think they really care about me, but it just, I wanted to let you guys know that it's rough, because I was making the dough. I don't know what I'm going to do now to make side money.
I can't believe you got fired.
Well, I honestly can't either.
There's two different companies that do scooters. There's Bird and Lime. Why don't you just do Lime?
I reached out to Lime to be a whatever you call them, like a juicer, like, like 5 months ago, and I've never heard anything back.
Dang.
And honestly, I was making such good money. I only needed to do one. It was perfect. I'd go out and do it at night before, I go to bed for the night for the show, and then I'd get up a little early, like 30 minutes earlier than I normally would, and drop them off right downtown before I go into the station.
The scooter industry is harder to get in than radio.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot harder. Well, you know what? It's also about the same when it comes to keeping your job. All right. You guys, have you figured it out yet? Who has the better one or no?
I think it's definitely me.
All right, go ahead.
Water. Hello, sir.
Water. Whoa, my voice cracked.
Yes. Hello, sir. My name is 21 Savage. I'd like to come back to the U.S., please. Please.
Please, more records for me, sir. I need more records.
Okay. I think she does pretty good.
Thank These you. Are the things that happen behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you ever want a little peek into them, make sure you follow us on Instagram and click on our stories. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into Joe's need to know news for your ear hole today. Where shall we start out? Oh, I know. How about right here? They say men who can do 40 push-ups are 96% less likely to have heart problems than those who can't do more than 10, according to a new Harvard University study. The fitness survey focused on 1,500 male firefighters in Indiana who were separated into five groups based on how many push-ups they could do at the time. Those participants were then studied for a decade. Researchers admitted, yeah, their findings are kind of, need more examination. That's kind of basic. But they concluded men that did 40 or more experience fewer heart-related problems.
Like, this is the most obvious thing to me, and this is why I hate when wild studies where it's like just common knowledge, like, why spend the money on research? Like, I could have told you that.
All right, well, I was wondering, how many push-ups can you and producer Porkchop do?
Not 40.
Can you do 10?
Yeah.
I can do probably 20.
I can do
on
21.
On my knees, like a girl push-up, like on my knees.
Oh, wait. Is that really 50. Feminine right there? I mean, are we doing equality right there when we call
those
true. Girls? Yeah,
that's true. Hey, you know what, Joe? Thank you for holding me accountable. I should not call that a girl push-up. You're right. I should just call it a push-up on my knees. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's
anytime
very true.
I can help women have equal rights live, I'm there for
you
it.
You are so right. That should not be called a girl push-up anymore.
All right, we're going to find out. We'll do this on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. I want to see if a pork chop could actually do 10. I know 10. Liv can do 10 for sure. Alex and I are both like, no, we're not getting on the floor.
I'm the fattest skinny person alive.
Oh, this is such a heartwarming story. At the age of 3, Haley Moss was diagnosed with autism, and doctors thought she may never even be able to work at a minimum wage job, aka radio, or live on her own. Well, last month, she became the first openly autistic person to be admitted to the Florida Bar. Not only did she graduate from the University of Miami School of Law and pass the Florida Bar, but she also has published multiple books, lives independently, and works at a top law firm in Miami. That's pretty impressive. That's impressive.
These stories are so important. I love these stories.
The newest FDA-approved cure for snoring. Anybody here a snorer? I am. I kind of have like a very mild case of sleep apnea, but I snore.
I'm like a kitten. I just sit there silently.
Allegedly, I snore a little bit.
Okay, well then there's a solution for us. The FDA-approved a cure for snoring. It is sticking a red hot probe up your nose.
No.
FDA approved it, Alex. The company created the probes, which heat up to 140 degrees and then burn up your swollen nasal tissue to help you stop snoring.
Interesting. Do you do it every night or is it like a one-time thing?
I don't know, Liv, but I'm wondering if they have something for you and I, which people that suffer from farts, maybe you could try it the other way and maybe it'll help with that gas. And finally, this is a great, another feel-good story today. See, I'm bringing the good stuff today. A Houston-area teacher named Shannon Grimm noticed a 5-year-old girl in her kindergarten class was really sad and depressed at school because friends that, kept them making fun of her saying that she looks like a boy.
Aw.
Liv, did you ever have that happen?
Oh, wow. Yeah, weird how that happens. Girlfriend, yeah. It happens even up until you're an adult, unfortunately.
So the principal went the extra mile to make the girl feel better by cutting her waist-length hair. Short, just like Priscilla's. During a school board meeting last week, the girl gave Grimm a medal for being her hero. She also nominated Priscilla for the District Student of the Month for being brave.
So I cut my hair today. I'm hoping I don't cry during this video. I have one of my friends in my classroom that has really short hair, and she's been really sad and depressed at school because friends think that she looks like a boy. My students in my classroom are like my children. I love them so much. And when they come to school upset and sad because of the way they look, that destroys me as their teacher. So what better way to show them you can look anyway and still be true to yourself and that you can be whoever you want. Doesn't matter what you look like, than to cut my own hair.
That's awesome. You can actually see the video. I'm going to put it up in a second at joeandalexshow.com on the Need to Know News blog. But there's your Need to Know News. Do we all learn something today?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. That's why I was asking. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Would you guys eat the cookies? That is the question I'm throwing out here this morning. I don't know where they came from. I thought my wife got them. But after talking to her last night, we had 2 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, and they were each our favorite kind. Lindsay loves Thin Mints. I love Samoas. They are just our favorite kind. They had her name on them and a little ribbon. And I thought, oh, Lindsay brought them from work. No, she said they were, I found them on the front porch.
What? Well, you guys must have ordered them and forgot.
No, we didn't order them.
You've never ordered any Girl Scout cookies from any Girl Scouts. What about, we've talked to like the Girl Scouts here on the radio, did an interview with them. Did you give them your address and tell them to bring you some?
I don't remember Alex giving anybody my address. They spelled Lindsay wrong, so maybe that's it. Because I thought if it was somebody we knew, they'd spell Lindsay the way she spells it. But now I'm just concerned. Like, they look normal. The box looks like it's not been breached. Looks like it's sealed. But it's just like, should I be creeped out that somebody knows where I live now that I don't know? Because, like, you guys didn't do this, right? Like, did you send me cookies? Okay.
I would not spend the money on that. I think it's a neighbor that sees you like walking in and out of your house or sees you walking your dog and has like a daughter who's a fan of the show and left them on your doorstep.
I was going to guess neighbor, but I was going to say your loud neighbors that are always partying all night long on weeknights. I thought maybe that was their olive branch.
I'm going to fill you in. If they're up partying all night and kind of being irresponsible, they're not the type of people that are good at gift giving or are gonna like feel a lot of remorse for that.
I think if they're totally sealed, it's okay. But like, yeah, it's nice to know who they're from. They should have left a note.
And you know, I hate wasting food. Like, I try to eat your guys' leftovers when we go out to restaurants. I'm like, no. We're gonna get this in a box to go.
I find it hard to believe that you waited all weekend with an unopened box of cookies and you didn't actually open it.
No, I guess it happened on like Sunday, but I didn't notice it. So it's only like a day or two.
They sat outside for that long?
No. My wife put them on the counter and I was like, oh, I just assume, you know.
So have you broken into them already?
We have not broken the seal, Liv, and I'm just not sure what to do.
Don't you have a Nest Cam?
No.
You don't have any
cameras? No, I mean, we have like a security system, but I don't have like an actual like video review. Like, I know what a Nest Cam, like every time somebody comes to the door, you can replay it. I don't have that. No, I have other stuff set up, but not like I have like an alarm system.
Okay. I'd eat them.
I would not.
Bring them to Liv.
Okay,
no,
Liv.
No, I don't want them.
Oh.
I'm just saying if I was Joe, I would eat them. Okay. I can't. Those have dairy and all sorts of gluten in them.
Like that's ever stopped you before? You'll eat anything.
That's just like the most not true thing I've ever heard.
Every day. Oh, guys, I'm dying inside. I'm dying inside. I don't feel good.
Hey.
I think you should go for it. I mean, not because of Joe's journey, but like in any other circumstance, I say go for it.
How does anyone not see this as dangerous? Like, you don't just eat food that someone dropped off on your porch.
If it's sealed, I guess it's fine.
That's what I'm wondering, because pork chop, they'd have to be pretty good. I guess they could use super glue or something to do it, but I don't know. Like, usually if listeners bring us food, I don't eat it because I don't know what happened to it. But I don't know if this is a listener, because then I'm creeped out because nobody knows where I live.
No. I don't even know where you live.
Clearly, this person is a neighbor.
Right.
Or a secret admirer.
Ooh.
We need to talk about that. Maybe they're trying to split you and Lindsay up.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day last week.
No, true.
No. But the thing is, they had both me and Lindsay on it.
Oh,
do you think they're trying to get a little...
Yeah, they're trying to enter into a relationship with both of you.
Do you think they want to get some of that pesh pie?
There
we go. Okay, this seems like a very simple question, but like many things on the internet, nobody can agree to anything. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show. How many towels should you own? Like, what's the correct number? 833-JOE-ALEX to join in this conversation. 833-563-2539. Now, obviously, this is going to vary compared to if you're single, if you're in a relationship, if you got kiddos. But let's just say you're an average couple with no kids.
Okay.
Like, let's start right there. Alex, what would you say the correct amount of towels are?
12.
12?
Yes.
Holy sweet baby Jesus. Explain 12.
Well, I just feel like each person, you should have for each person in the house like 4.
What?
And then you need to have enough for guests. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, and then like 4 for if you have like a couple staying over with you, like a guy and a girl. They each need 2 towels for whenever they stay over. So I would say 12, and I have about that much now, and I live on my own.
How wet are these people getting?
Well, I just think it's the right thing to do because girls like to use... The other thing is girls like to use 2 towels a lot. 1 for your hair, 1 for your body. I use 2 towels every time I take a shower. So you dirty up towels faster. I feel like you need to have enough towels that you can go a couple weeks without doing laundry.
You only need 6 towels.
And what is your reasoning behind that?
2 people, so you each get an extra towel. So when it's dirty, you use the other one, then you wash it. Same thing if you have a guest. Most times, you're not going to have more than 2 guests.
How often do you wash your towels?
Well, I mean, me, I'm more of the smell kind of a test guy. I'm like, smells okay. Mm-hmm. I would say probably at least once a week we wash towels.
I'd say I wash mine once a week.
I have 10 towels and I live by myself.
Wow.
And how often do you wash them?
Bougie.
Probably like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Liv rolling in the money.
I use all my towels. Like, I wait till like I have no towels left.
So, Porkchop, you live with your boyfriend, so you've got 2 people in your household. How many towels total do you guys have?
We have 5.
That's it?
Yeah, you only have 5 between the 2 of you?
And I just bought 3 like a week ago.
The other 2
stayed over.
We're from a hotel.
So you had 2, but for last week you had 2 towels, 1 for each of you. That's it?
Uh-huh.
That gives me anxiety.
See, I have towels in, I think, 3 different or maybe 4 different colors, and I think I have 2 of each color.
See, there's this guy that went viral on Twitter because he asked this question. I guess him and his girlfriend could not agree what is a, like, appropriate number of towels to have. She wanted, like, 12, like me, and he's like, you only need 1. 1
that
per person.
That is an animal. That is barbaric.
No, you're just having waste. You're having extra stuff. You're taking up space. I mean, you need a clean towel. We'll all agree on that. But you don't need four extra in the roster. Like, oh, I'm going to need the red towel today. I'm feeling like a red towel.
I got towels in different area codes.
I think it's different. Like, I use my towels also to decorate because I had this little, like, cubby built in next to my bathroom. And so I roll them up, and the colors go perfectly with the whole aesthetic of my apartment. So that's very important to me. But I also do think, like, it's important if you ever have guests over, and also, like, it's important to have, like, multiple towels. Like, say that, like, you have two towels that are dirty and you don't have time to do laundry.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? Like, it's just important.
All right, let's go to the phones. 833-JOE-ALEX. Cameron, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think is the right amount of towels?
Well, me and my wife have huge different numbers for this. When I first met her, I had one towel. I would only wash it when it smelled. If it was, like, sticking in the wind, like it was frozen, okay, it's time to wash the towel.
Ew.
We have 20 towels now.
Yeah, I feel like that is the case for most single guys with the one or two towel thing. And then you get married or you get a girlfriend, and then boom, your life is improved.
Cameron, did you ever do the, like, the Febreze thing on the towel where we can get another day or two out of it?
Absolutely.
Oh, gross.
Absolutely. Oh,
that is so gross.
Just taking you into our world, girls. It ain't easy.
The teller's the smeller.
Yep.
Hey, Cameron.
Smell it.
Thank
Give
you.
Give it a test smell. It's good to go. If not, use a t-shirt.
There you Okay, that'll work too.
A t-shirt.
Yeah, like, well, like a clean t-shirt. Like how, you know, like
That's
a white
wild.
T-shirt.
They've never been in that situation.
I mean,
before.
I think guys do this more than girls, but just kind of like transitioning off the towel thing. Like, we'll use whatever to dry off. Like, one time I didn't have any clean towels and I realized they stank so bad. I was like, woo, that's a stank.
But
that I've used like toilet paper or I've used like paper towel.
Toilet paper? That would just fall apart and stick to you.
Okay, well, that's why I had to go through a whole roll, but I dried myself off. I kind of like dab.
You know what? One time I showered in a gym locker room and I forgot to bring a towel and I had to dry off my entire body with paper towels.
Oh, my word.
We've all been there.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga's fiance, Christian Carino, shared a secret romantic dinner with a brunette woman just 2 days before the Grammys. Witnesses say Carino and the woman went out to dinner in West Hollywood on February 8th, and it very much looked like a romantic date. Then 2 days later, Gaga shows up to the Grammys without him and not wearing her engagement ring. So unsure if they had already been broken up, so he was like free to date somebody else, or if he actually cheated. And tennis legend Martina Navratilova, I am probably butchering that, but she doesn't think transgender athletes who are physically born as men should compete against women. Martina said, it's insane and it's cheating. I'm happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, like I guess calling her by the correct pronoun she's saying, but I would not be happy to compete against her. It would not be fair. And the Jonas Brothers have announced that they're working on a reunion nearly 6 years after their split. Speculation of a reunion started in January 2018 after their original Instagram page was reactivated for the first time in 4 years. By the way, this is not a Jonas Brothers song. This is a Nick Jonas song.
This is going to be so epic. I cannot wait.
So they announced that they're going to drop the brothers from their name and just go by Jonas. That makes
hey,
me laugh.
Jonas.
I
let's go.
Wait.
We're Jonas. Reports claim that they're going to be coming back with new music and a documentary, but none of the Jonas Brothers have given any type of formal confirmation. So we will keep you up to date, Live the Web Girl, on what's going to happen.
Wait. I've been to the year 3000. I just had to say that one thing.
Coming up in less than an hour, do one of the Obama daughters have a secret life?
All right, well, if you missed it on Friday, wow, Alex had some big news. She dropped a bomb on all of us.
So I said that the Egyptian would get an F for Valentine's Day last night. That is because I broke up with him. So.
What? Oh, Alex.
Yep, I had my Valentine's Day alone.
What happened?
We just got in another fight. So after I announced that I kind of broke up with him on Friday. I feel like I've done, a lot of people have been asking me like how I'm doing. I feel like I've done a really good job trying to stay busy. Like I've had plans every single night with somebody. I've been constantly communicating with my friends and just having them there. And that's really helped distract me and keep my mind off of anything. So honestly, the most I've cried was probably when I actually announced that on the air. I haven't really cried since that. I do want to clear one thing up for those of you that confused, because I got so many comments on social media about this and people were like not understanding. So last week, I did bring up that it hurt my feelings that he hadn't posted about me at all on social media for like 6 months. But a separate argument happened on Valentine's Day about how he wouldn't let me post something. And that little thing started a huge fight that ended up being the straw that basically broke the camel's back, because he had made me cry on every single holiday since Thanksgiving. And I just like couldn't take another ruined holiday. So I was done. And this is just one of the crazy things that happened since the weekend. So when it came to him posting like something about me, I told him over and over, like during the course of our relationship, how words of affirmation is my love language, how posting on social media totally does fall within that. But he would like argue with me and was completely resistant to hearing what I was saying all the time. So this weekend, I had to miss church because I was out of town. And as I'm driving home, my phone starts blowing up. I start getting all of these texts from girls that I'm friends with that I go to church with. They're like, did you hear the sermon this morning? Were you here? I was like, oh my gosh, no. Well, apparently, the church that I go to, which is iTown Church here in Indianapolis, where we broadcast out of, we're doing a series right now called I Want a New Marriage. And if you don't live in Indy, by the way, you can actually listen to all of this online. But this past Sunday, Pastor Dave Summerall talked about love languages, and he literally says exactly what I had been trying to say for months to my ex.
Some of you are big on words of affirmation. Man, I want you to compliment me. I want you to tell me how beautiful I am, or how handsome I am, how good of a provider I am. I need the words of affirmation. And the more public it is, the better it is. So like, if you're a words of affirmation person, on Valentine's Day, Instagram is your dream, man. That's your jam. But they didn't post that for me. They posted that for their spouse so that all the rest of us would see it. I was laughing. Kate said on Valentine, I'm big words of affirmation. And she was like, I posted about you. And I was like, I can't wait to get on my cell phone and see in a public arena what you really think about me.
So I was like rolling. I mean, I'm listening to this just jumping out of my seat because I'm like, oh my gosh, my pastor is literally talking about exactly why I, you know, had a breakup. That was like, amongst other things, it was just nuts. So after I listened to this, I just felt so much validation from God. Like, you know what? No matter what silly ways you feel loved and get words of affirmation, I have someone planned for you that's going to get that. And they're not going to fight with you on that. They will want to show you love in your love language that is unique to you. And the most unexpected part of this entire thing is that after I made this announcement on Friday, I got several messages from like maybe 5 or 6 girls saying that after they heard me say why I dumped him, because he wasn't being there for me like he should have been emotionally, in my opinion, all these girls were saying, when I heard you talk about your situation, I heard myself. I heard myself crying about my own relationship, and I decided to break up with my boyfriend too. So all around town, these girls are dumping their boyfriends after listening to our show on Friday. And I mean, I feel sad for those guys, but also like, dude, if you weren't bucking up, get out. So Bumble just got a whole lot more exciting, y'all.
See, I agree with some of that, but like the whole pastor thing saying it's like, and God setteth, thou shalt give words of affirmation on thy Instagram and choose
He's
thy love filter.
He's not saying that. It says like in the
know,
Bible that you post
so
about
off,
it.
Though. But I disagree with that though. Like that's, I agree with words of affirmation, but the fact that like you have to do that online to show somebody,
no,
that is just such a stretch.
That's not what he's saying. So basically he went through every single love language. And what Pastor Dave said was, you know, if your acts of service, it might make you feel good to have someone like take the trash out for you. If your words of affirmation, it might be an Instagram post that makes you feel better. He was just giving an example of how to show love in somebody's love language. And in 2019, words of affirmation, it would count to have that be posted on social media.
So I find it interesting that all these girls dump their guys. Like, that's just insane.
Maybe it's a population control. Alex is part of a conspiracy.
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you're wondering what Alex actually looks like if you just listen to the show and you're trying to get more information about her, let's see here. Let's do a little breakdown.
No, not what I look like, what my type is, into.
But I want people to know what you look like, too, though. Like, Pork Chop, describe Alex. What would you say she looks like?
She's like petite, kind of, like skinny. She's got long... But I'm bad at this. Hair.
Oh, my gosh. Let me step in. Okay, so she's very petite, fun size. She's pretty short. She's probably around maybe like 5'4", I'm assuming.
Tan.
She's small. She's tan. She has long, dark brown hair. She has big brown eyes. She has a great big smile. Yeah.
Her mascara is leaking a little bit because she was just crying a tad.
Oh, thank you.
Very emotional. But here's what she's looking for. Tan skin. Dark hair. Bearded.
Yes.
What?
I was going to say, you and me are already out. I'm not tan and you don't have hair. Yeah.
I got a pretty badass beard, though. Somewhere between 6'4".
Yes.
So sorry, no short guys need to apply. You got to be stylish. You got to have fashion.
Yep.
If you're shopping at Walmart, probably not.
Yep.
You got to love Jesus.
Yep.
You got to be a Republican.
Yep.
You got to be ready for commitment and to date and to actually be ready to marry.
Yes.
Like, she wants this, I think, within 3 months, the whole process. She wants to date you, get engaged, and get married, and then
realistically,
have a kid within the first year.
I would like to be engaged within 2 years. That's like my, you know, if everything aligned perfectly, that's what I would want.
Hey, I'm over here laughing because I Skype with our technical producer in Houston, Lenny. He's over here like, that's me. That's me. You're describing me, Alex.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Well, hey, if you have any questions for Alex, can we do a dating thing right now for you?
What?
We should totally set you up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, not really. I don't know.
No. You bring it up. I get to knock him down. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
No, I don't want to be set up at all.
Hey, Lee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hi. I just kind of think it's funny, the current situation. Like, I don't think it's funny that Alex had a breakup. I think it's very interesting, like, how society kind of has changed and how social media, like, we all know this. Like, this is not a big secret that social media has completely taken over our lives to the point where we're literally breaking up with our significant other because of lack of social media, I don't know, attention. I don't know. I grew up in the 90s, and I know that this 31-year-old dude is, like, preaching that, you know, like, back in my day, blah, blah, blah. You know, things have just changed, and it's just, I think it's sad that relationships have to end because of social media.
Well, in this particular case, that wasn't the thing that necessarily ended it, Alex, if I'm wrong. It was something that really bothered you, but there was other issues going on. But I agree with you, too, there. As far as, like, how much social media can impact relationships, it's like, God, what a terrible thing. Hey, thank you for the call.
I think Morgan Campbell's tweet explains this perfectly. You're missing the big picture. It's not about posts. It's about whatever your love language is and having a significant other be willing to speak it. That's the whole point here.
Yeah, no, and my thing is simply that if it purely comes down to just a social media post and they're not going to do that, then you have to have some compromise. If they're not doing any of your love language, for sure that could be a problem. But if that's just the one thing, then it's like, well, you got to take what they'll give you.
No,
you know,
and there's,
mean?
This is
like, it can't be all.
This is like, I got comments like this. She's so immature. Like, why does she, like, she's breaking up with this guy because of an Instagram post? Like, no, you are missing the point, number one. Number two, you also obviously didn't listen on Friday because I listed like 10 reasons, all the things that led up to this. So if you did not hear that, you need to go back to the podcast, search for the Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play, hit subscribe, give us 5 stars, and listen to last Friday's podcast where it says Alex broke up with the Egyptian. Then you will understand all of this if you missed it.
Yeah, well, if you listen to the show normally, all those reasons that you listed on Friday were hidden. We never knew any of those. All
right.
We ever heard was social media posts. Why am I not getting tagged? So, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you casually listen to the Joe and Alex Show, totally, you're going to have to go back and catch up, because if I just tuned in, I'm like, wait, she broke up because of an Instagram post? Like, you wouldn't know, because that's all you've ever heard.
Right.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Sarah. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, hello.
Hello.
So I just wanted to say to Alex that you have the most princess persona I have ever heard or seen in my life.
That's nice.
You're supposed to say, why, thank you.
I will take that as a compliment. You know, here's
well,
the thing.
No, because it's not.
Oh my.
I have never seen anybody or heard anybody be so all about their self to actually think that everybody should cater to them the way that you think people should cater to you.
Here's the thing. I think in a relationship, each person needs to give 100%. If one person's given 25%, the other person's given 75%, then one person is catering to the other person. And in my circumstance, that's what was going on. I also am 100. I am high maintenance. And I have, yes, I do have a little bit more of a demanding personality. I have some princess tendencies. But at least I know that about myself. I'm very self-aware. You're not telling me anything that I don't know. But I think you're making this into a thing like I had no justifiable reason to end this relationship. And if, again, you go back and listen, I think I gave some pretty damn good answers for why I was justified.
And also,
you're right. Instagram's a huge relationship.
That's not
basis.
It. That is not it for the 50th time. That was the last thing that was like, you know what? Whatever. But there was 100 things leading up to that. That is why when that happened, I was like, I'm done. Because there were repeated offenses and repeated things that had happened where I did not feel like I was being heard at all. Whenever I would come to things and say, like, these certain things are emotionally hurting me. He wasn't emotionally available.
I don't think it's not possible to hear you, Alex.
I think, well, you're obviously proving that that's the case.
No, trust me. I hear you whine all day long every day. It's amazing. Like, I like the show, but Jesus Christ.
Well, woo! I do have to stick up for Alex here, because although Alex is a very high maintenance and we are very different in that aspect, think about Alex is she's the most caring person you will ever meet. And when she is in a relationship, she gives 110%. If that's a friendship or if that's with a significant other, there was clear proof where she was giving 110% of herself and being there for her significant other. And he was not doing the same to that. And any person, girl or guy, who is in a relationship and they are giving more than their significant other is giving, they need to get out, because no one deserves that.
Well, that is true. But you two are what's wrong with girls today.
I'm sorry, why?
You guys think that everybody should cater to you. It's absolutely amazing.
Girlfriend, you have
no,
that is not true at all. If you knew me and you knew my relationship, I do not think I need to be catered to at all. This is, I am the least high maintenance girl in the world, and I don't think that women need to be catered to. I think a relationship is about giving an equal amount, and I think men or women need to give an equal amount to their significant other. And if that is not happening, then that's a problem. It should be 50-50. You need to give the same amount. And if you're not receiving the same amount than you're giving, that's a problem. Not just women, girlfriend. Everyone.
All right. Well, hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in. Liv, thank you. That was a really good point. And thanks for everybody that's chiming in the conversation. You can let us know what you think. You got words if you couldn't get through the number. I'm sorry. Our social media is Joe and Alex Show. That's for Twitter and for Instagram. We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and the time has come for you to win Chainsmoker tickets. Your chance to see them, whether you live in Indy, they're going to be here on November 7th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, or if you're in Houston, they're going to be at the Toyota Center on Saturday, November 2nd. Not only do you win today, if you get that, you also get qualified for the grand prize. We're going to fly you away to New York City to see the Chainsmokers in concert, also going to be there 5 Seconds of Summer. Awesome! All you got to do is pick the winning team today when we play Catchphrase. All right, let's go to the phones, 833-JOE-ALEX, and say good morning to Stephanie. Actually, sorry, this is Brooke. Hey, Brooke, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're going to be on Team Joe or Alex. You decide.
I choose Alex.
All right, Brooke and Alex, we are set with that. And let me lock you in right there. Let's go to Stephanie. I didn't forget you, Stephanie. You're going to be on Team Joe today.
All right, perfect.
All right, cool. Let's go over the rules. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as is written on your paper. You can pass one time, so make sure you use it wisely. Whoever has the most words right at the end wins. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop will explain the rules. Alex, ladies always get to choose, so do you want to go first, or do you want producer Porkchop to have me go first?
Sure, you can go first.
Okay.
And Joe's going to randomly pick a piece of paper.
Just give me something, please. There we go. Thank you so much. It's like, this guy's like, vada! I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my butt. All right, here we go. Are you ready, teammate Stephanie?
Yes.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2-1 catchphrase. Girls get these done all the time, like above their oh my god, it's on your face. You get your like
eyebrows.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm gonna go for a walk in the woods. It's called a like up a mountain.
Hike.
Yep. Okay. Hey, that's not blank. Like when something should be even. Like you don't like it. Like that's not
odd.
Right. No. My blank lady.
It's fair?
Yes. There you go. Not a pond, but a little bit bigger.
Not a what?
Body of water. Not a pond, but a...
Oh, lake.
Yep, okay. If you have a bunch of money that you owe, you're in...
Debt.
There we go. If you can't see something, like Casper the Ghost is what?
Clear. I don't know.
Like
friendly?
You can't see it. It's hidden. It's...
Invisible?
Yep. Oh, you get this, like cards come in this. The...
Pack? Like,
to your house.
Deck?
Sorry, I sucked at that. It was mail. We got stuck on mail. I'm sorry. You did wonderful. I really tanked that one. I left an opening for Alex and her teammate, Brooke. What did we do there, pork chop? What's the number?
6.
Dang. Okay. Are you ready, Alex and Brooke?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Quiet in the background, Stephanie. In 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
This is you blank your car with soap and water.
Why?
Yes. You blank a tree to go up it.
Fine.
You give this to somebody on Christmas, eh?
Present?
Yes. The opposite of light. It feels very...
Dark.
No, light as in like weight-wise.
Oh, heavy.
Yes. This is another word for a pastor.
Priest?
Another word.
Pass.
Okay. This is I feel really sad about something. Everything makes me emotional.
Upset?
I am a very blank person. Like, things make me upset easily.
Emotional. Oh, sensitive.
Yes. And this is when it's wet, or Migos would say, blank, please me. Ooh, this is very blank. I might fall.
Slippery.
Yes. And, okay, that was pretty good.
6.
Dang it! Dang it! Dang it, dang it, dang it. I honestly thought that you guys were going to stumble and we'd have a chance. Oh, man. Okay, so overtime. Pork chop, what are we doing here?
We got OT words for you, Joe. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Joe and Stephanie, let's do our best here in 3, 2, 1, and catchphrase. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. It makes me so blank. I'm mad at you for that.
Angry.
No, okay, skip that. When you kick somebody out of the country, like you've been what?
Deport.
There we go.
Deported.
Yep, okay, yep. Your phone has one of these, you take pictures with it?
Camera.
Yep, okay. Not your, you walk on this, your shoes covered up. You're what?
Feet.
What's another word for it?
Soul?
No, you had it. Just different word for feet. You have one of them. It's a what?
A foot.
Yep, okay, there you go. Rain blop.
What?
God, okay. Rain blank. Like rain falls, it's a bubble.
Rain.
It was something, when something falls and hits the ground, you what? It
drop.
Yeah, we didn't get that. This
Sorry.
Is a famous artist. It's something that a bee can do to you, too. It can fly up and...
Sting?
3. You got to beat 3.
Did
Alex.
You not give a sting?
Okay, I can do it.
You didn't give a sting?
No. The buzzer went
off.
Oh, she
off.
Said
sting. Dude, the buzzer was way off.
The buzzer was so off.
Alex, you got to beat 3. Here you go.
Bull crap. Okay. 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
All right, this is you make me blank. Whenever you touch something, you blank it.
Touch it?
Another word for that.
Feel it?
Yes. This is... Rock me, mama, like a blank wheel.
Wagon?
Yes. You are so blank for sticking up for yourself. Also, a redheaded girl in Disney. A movie's named after her. You're not afraid to say what you're really feeling. You are so blank. And there's a movie that's called this.
Pat, I don't know.
Okay, skip. This is going to be very hard to tell you. Another word for hard would be...
Difficult?
Yes. This is what you need to show the police officer when they pull you over. Let me see your license, registration, and...
Insurance?
Nope. Oh. Identification.
Oh. 3-3!
Oh, we're tied again?
Okay.
All right, well, we've got to come to a tiebreaker and...
All right.
You should have got Sting.
You're going to hate this,
I know.
Alex.
If the pork chop didn't screw us over, we would have totally won the game fair and square. But hey, life happens.
This is my idea for the tiebreaker. In the very first round... Joe did not pass, and in the very first round, Alex did pass. In the second round, you both passed. So to keep this game from not going on forever, Joe should be the winner.
Yeah!
You should have done a number.
Yeah, why didn't you do a number?
1 and 10.
Because if you think about it, in the first round, they didn't pass.
And they stay there!
That's okay. Hey, I tried my best.
You know, you got to go with sometimes producer Porkchop. Sometimes he's nice and on your side.
That's
other
so
times
weird.
He breaks your soul. Like, but they didn't
I know,
pass.
But passing is part of the game. You're allowed
right.
to do that.
And,
so you shouldn't be dissed for passing.
All right, you want another 8 words? Let's keep going.
No, I mean.
Hey, I think I did pretty good for getting emotionally reamed on air a few minutes ago to come back and do the game. So you know what? Yeah. I feel proud of myself.
Is
That's
it,
all right.
Is it Shark Week too?
No.
Because that'd be amazing to get through all that.
It's like, not Shark
Superwoman
Week.
Superwoman over here. All right, well, hang on the line. We are going to set you up, Stephanie, with that. Brooke, sorry, you got another chance to win. And the cool thing is for Stephanie, she already got that trip, but now she's qualified for the flyaway to see the Chainsmokers and Five Sauce in New York City. We're doing this all this week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And this weekend, the Oscars are going on. Of course, the big news, they don't have a host. I would totally do that, by the way. Like, I would host it. I don't care. You can grill me. I'd take the exposure. Live the Web Grill, you actually found something, and you want us not to look at it till it's actually our turn. What is this Oscar-related thing?
Okay, so it's like your acceptance speech if you won an Oscar based on your zodiac sign. I just emailed it to both of you guys. And I think we should read what our speech would be based on our zodiac sign. And then, like, we can talk about if we think it's right or not.
Okay, here, I just accurate. Pulled mine up. I'm a Sagittarius. Wow. Copious amounts of weird laughing going on right
what?
There. I can't sit up here and accept this on my own. We're all here because we share a love for a common denominator, the transcendent art of the motion picture. And so I humbly invite every single person in this room. Yes, even you seat fillers, get up here on stage with me. Share this unbelievable moment. Seriously, get up here. Pass this Oscar around. Okay, you get a picture with it. You get a picture. In fact, you know what? Keep it. I'm kind of done with this whole movie thing anyways. Does anyone know any great pottery classes around here? Oh my God, that's totally me. I would
pottery,
totally
no.
The pottery,
no. But everything else, though, I'm always like, hey, it's everybody else. It's, you know, it's a team. That is totally me.
But, and also, I think you just get super emotional sometimes.
Yes. Alex maybe gets more emotional on the air at times, but I'm just as emotional as her, if not more. Like, I cry a lot. I get sad a lot. So, yeah, I think that's pretty dead on. Alex, your birthday is coming up this weekend, but what are you again?
I'm a Pisces.
All right, let's hear your acceptance speech for the Oscars.
All right, so for Pisces, your acceptance speech would be this. Yes, it's true. I penned the script, manned the camera, edited the film, and scored the soundtrack, but this was truly, truly, truly a collaborative effort amongst incredible, daring souls for whom I am forever grateful. What we can take away from tonight is that art has the power to heal and change the world, and I am oh so humbled to be a tiny grain of sand in that effort, and therefore all profits from her film will go to charity. Good night.
1,000% I think that's right.
I definitely think it's right to say these are all the things I contributed, but yes, it was a team effort, but like also I deserve all of
but I did this
credit
this.
Yes,
exactly. I think that's so correct.
I'm October 1st, so
okay,
I'm a Libra.
Pork Chops, the Libra.
Mine says, so many people to thank. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, Aunt Dolores, Great-Uncle Fred, my brother, my sister, my half-brother, my half-sister, my half-sister's friend Jen, Jen's cousin, who once honked at me to let me know that my brights were on, the entire crew at my local Starbucks. You guys are seriously always on point. The lady passing out mints in the bathroom.
No.
I owe you one, man.
No way. That is so you.
That is Pork Chop. He's like, by the way, did you know I've been in a film before that won an Oscar? I knew a guy that worked in an Oscar movie. Yeah, that's it. All right, let's see if we can go for four with Live the Web Girl. What are you again?
I'm a Taurus, and I vocally said that I don't really fit the Taurus mold. I think I identify more as an Aries, but...
Are we allowed to identify whatever we want when it comes to our actual like astrological signs?
I don't know. I just say that, but this is what a Taurus is. I had a whole speech prepared, but I'm really just in awe of this gorgeous statuette. It's really shiny. Wow. I'm thinking it will look impeckable on my Steinway baby grand next to the Odmers pig. I don't
What's
even
that?
Know what that is.
Sounds like an instrument. Sounds like
a
type of piano.
So I think it just like is super bougie.
Yeah. That kind of fits you, like making up a word that you don't know what it is.
Yeah, that does.
It makes sense that I would be distracted about how shiny it is.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the bouginess, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't see you as bougie.
I know. I told you guys I don't fit a Taurus.
So do you fit the other one more?
Okay, so here's what an Aries says. There's so many people to thank, and I would absolutely love to, but I'm short on time, and let's be honest, I got here mostly on my own.
That's you. That one is you.
We're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our social is at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we'd like to post a lot of our blogs and different topics there. You can check out Dislike Radio Now for the radio station. Alex, so let me get this right. You're dressed up. You look nice. You normally do, but today you're dressed up really nice. You have court?
Yes, I'm going to court. You know, it's about time somebody came after me for not paying my child support payments.
Damn
no,
straight.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to court today for my child advocate training. So
okay.
We graduate on Thursday, and then I will get my first case, supposedly.
They're just throwing you in the deep end.
Well, I'm worried now I'm not going to get to do this because they're concerned about the show and how that may impact me doing a case. But we have to shadow a courtroom proceeding, like a juvenile court proceeding, so that I know what to expect whenever I have to go to these.
Yeah.
So I have to do that today.
Now, what happens if, like, the kid gets out of control and throws a chair today? Are you like, you will sit down and put that chair back?
I don't think that anything like that's ever happened.
What's the reason why they're concerned? Like, that you would talk about a case on the air?
No, obviously, I think they trust me. Like, so I wouldn't be able to share with you guys any details.
Understandable, yeah.
But I could tell you, like, what's going on, like, in a very minimal way. Like, that I can say that I am a child advocate, but I can't tell you any specifics about a case, unfortunately.
Which makes sense. But, I mean, we want to know, but I understand that.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. So they are worried, and I actually brought this up because it's like, I don't know if you guys are thinking about this, but because we are public figures and, like, you know, social media is open, like, you can follow us and see all of our stuff. And of course, you can listen to the show anytime. We're sharing a bunch about our lives. Case in point, this show today. The people that I am working with on the case, like maybe the parents or the foster parents of the kid, could listen. And then would that add in like a...
some sort of bias.
Yeah, it was like maybe, you know, they would find out something they do or do not like about me. Now they don't want to tell me anything now about the situation.
Right.
Like there has to be rapport. There has to be trust there. There has to be like professional boundaries there. Like there's just all these different things. Like you want, the main goal is we want the kid and the biological parents and the foster parents or whoever the kid is living with to be able to feel like they can openly talk to us and have a good friendship and relationship with us to be able to share those things. And if for some reason I do something on the show that ticks somebody off and all of a sudden they don't like me or for whatever, it's like that could impact my case. So now they're trying to figure out, okay, now what do we do? Because also, you know, none of my social media is private. Like you can just follow me or look me up. So if they know me from the show and then I'm on their case, now I'm going into their house, like that starts an issue. And then also if they want to look me up and like cross professional boundaries and stuff, they can there as well. Because they usually tell child advocates, you know, have all your social media on private so that you can, you know, not accept a friend request from like a family that you're working on.
Well, could you possibly... I don't know, like block them? Is that something you can do? Like have it blocked so they can't view your stuff? And maybe it sucks to change what you do, but maybe could you not post certain stuff that would be a problem?
Well, so that's the thing is that I brought that up. I was like, I can't block them because then that starts a bad rapport. They're going to be like, oh, what's wrong with me?
You could tell them why you block them. Be like, you know, I block you because for my job, I have to have my social media not on private. And it's just not a good idea just because you don't want to cross any boundaries and professional boundaries. So that's why I blocked you. I wish I didn't have to, but that's why.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, so tonight I have a class after I go to court. So I'm going to have a very busy afternoon. But during class, they told me they're going to tell me what their decision is or what they think I should do as regards
to all that. I really hope it works out because I know you're passionate about this. You've been putting a lot of time into it. But I want to commend right now, round of applause, everybody. I want to give a round of applause to Liv the Web Girl, who has vowed to step in for you if she can.
Actually, fun fact, I used to be on the Student Conduct Hearing Council in college, so I would have to sit in for like cases. Like one time a student brought a gun to school.
Wow.
And I had to sit in, and I was in there for 12 hours with a staff member and a faculty member, and we had to like deliberate, ask questions just like how you would in like a court case.
Whoa, that's like a Elle Woods type of situation.
No,
there.
People would not expect that, but I was.
Wow, okay. Watch out.
Live the Web Girls Legal Counsel.
Yes, call today for legal advice. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A grand jury has been convened in Cook County, Illinois, in connection with new allegations against R. Kelly. Attorney Michael Avenatti announced last week that he had turned over to authorities a videotape that allegedly shows Kelly having sex with an underage girl. CNN saw the footage and notes that it's impossible to confirm her age from the video alone. Sources tell TMZ that some of Kelly's accusers were actually flown to Chicago to watch this video to see if any of them recognized the girl. However, no authorities have yet confirmed grand jury proceedings or even a new investigation. And Kelly's attorney says that the report of a grand jury is false, so I am not sure what's going on with that. Kelly has faced accusations of sex with underage girls for decades. All cases against him have been settled out of court, except one 2002 child pornography case for which he was acquitted. And Malia Obama described President Trump as evil on a secret Facebook page. I actually am not surprised that she has a secret Facebook page. I would imagine any and all kids that have nowadays that are going to have parents in the White House. Yeah, there's no way you could be on social media without having a secret page, so I'm not surprised at this at all. I mean, I understand it. The page operates under a pseudonym that does not appear to have been publicly updated since 2017, and it looks like she uses it to communicate with friends like Joe Biden's granddaughter. I think this whole thing is so interesting. Its cover photograph is a row of pink post-it notes which read, like, Donald Trump is president and he's evil, this is not normal, don't be complacent, or whatever. I thought this was interesting just because she has a secret Instagram and stuff. But Dolly Parton also spoke about the rumor that her husband has only ever seen her perform one time.
Well, he's seen me maybe a time or two more than that. Usually if I'm playing at state fairs, he loves to go to the fair and go to the tractor pull and go to the stockyard and do all that. So sometimes he'll kind of hear me sing, but he's not necessarily one of my biggest fans as my music.
Wow, that's interesting.
Isn't that so surprising?
Not like he has to love it, but you think he'd go to more than one.
Yeah, well, she said he's only gotten to like one, maybe one or three.
That's crazy.
Oh, here she goes again. And I will always love you.
That is the garbage.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Coming up in 15 minutes, we've got your dummy of the day. It involves a gorilla flasher. What is that? We'll explain. So, Alex, how long has it been since you've actually talked to your parents and your family? Like months, right?
Like November 26th or something like that.
Holy crap. Now, did you see him for Thanksgiving?
I did, and then we got in a fight the Monday after. Which I've just talked about, like, the fact that we were fighting. I didn't say, like, what it was over or anything because that's personal. But I have kept you up to date with, like, what's been going on. So for all of, like, the holidays and stuff, they didn't really reach out to me too much. And so that hurt me. And then recently, my dad finally kind of reached out. But my mom didn't. And so that hurt my feelings. I just felt like, okay, well, clearly you guys aren't on board with each other. Like, you're saying, you know, that you miss me and all this. But my mom isn't. And so with my dad, my ex had actually told him, hey, I think the right move here is that you guys need to apologize to Alex so that she will talk to you. So then my dad texted me an apology, right? Well, yesterday my dad was texting me and he sent me a picture of my mom and said, this lady misses you. And I wrote back and I said, like, well, she has a funny way of showing it. And because she hasn't said anything to me. And he was just like, well, I don't know like what that means, but I think that she would call you tonight if you wanted her to. And I was like, no, because I don't like what I don't like is that I have to keep telling my parents, this is what you need to do. You need to say sorry. You need to like call me or check on me or anything. Like everything they've done, they're like asking me first. I'm like, why don't you just do it? Like you're the parent. Like I feel like you should do it, which I've talked about before. So what happened yesterday was after I said like, no, like don't worry about it. Like I'm not going to talk to her on the phone because I want it to be their own idea to reach out to me. My mom texted me last night. I haven't responded yet. She said, hello, Lulu, which is my nickname from her.
I was like, your name, since I've known you, has been Alex. Yeah. Who is this Lulu?
My mom calls me Lulu. So she said, hello, Lulu. This is mom. I would like to know if you are willing to let your dad and I treat you to brunch at the Cheesecake Factory on your birthday. We hope you will accept. Love, mom. And I am conflicted because my birthday is Saturday. So she's talking about this coming Saturday. I'm conflicted on if I should accept that or not because clearly the only reason she texted me is because of what I had said to my dad.
I think
it wasn't her own idea.
Why wouldn't you accept it?
because it just hurts my feelings.
That's her reaching out.
Well, I know, but she reached out because I said to my dad, basically, like, you guys should, she should be reaching out. Why hasn't she? She has a funny way of showing it.
I think sometimes people need to be told flat out what they need to do.
Yeah.
For someone else. Your mom may forgive or may, you know, come to terms with stuff differently than you do. So she might not know the right way to come to you.
833 Joe Alex. This brings up a good question. I mean, should Alex go to the brunch for the breakfast on her birthday? Should she meet her parents? She's only talked to her dad via text and then her mom not really at all since 3 months ago. 833-563-2539. Like, I don't know your whole situation, Alex, and that's fine because, like, I'm not your therapist. Just, like, you don't know. Well, actually, you kind of know all my details. But for the most part, that's right. And I don't know everything. I just see one side of a story. And that being said, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying for the sake of family.
Right.
It sucks to even have to admit you're sorry or you're wrong if you're not. But I really pray that you decide to go. I hope you do that. And I hope your guys' relationship is restored because family, at the end of the day, is all that you really got. Friends can be family too, but I'm saying that is so important to try to work through it. And I'm hoping that, I don't know, I kind of want you to budge too on this. I don't think you're going to. It's just, I just don't want anything to ever happen, Alex, where it's like, I wish I would have fixed this problem with my mom or my dad or whoever that person could be, fill in the blank. So,
but like,
and I'm not saying
if
you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah, I know. If I go, though, you know I'm going to be starting my birthday off, like, crying. Like, I know my mom is just as much of a crier as me.
Maybe you need to cry and get this crap out there.
In public, on my birthday?
You'll get the meal for free, I guarantee it. Do it. Cry, 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 cry.
Yeah, and also, you'll have your favorite dessert there waiting for you if you do end up crying. Cheesecake.
That's true.
But I also just think that forgiveness is so important, and you don't forgive someone seven times. You forgive them 777 times.
Oh, live with the high.
I think that's important. Also, if it is really crappy, then later that night, we'll go get you some seafood, and we'll make you feel better.
That is a good point.
Yeah, we'll have you black out and do a big thing of crawfish. Just whatever girl needs. All right, let's kick it off with Mike. Mike, should Alex go to this brunch?
No, she shouldn't.
Why?
It's more of the principle of things. Like, your mother should want to reach out to you and apologize and fix the relationship. From what it sounds like, her mother is only doing this because her dad wants to fix the relationship.
That's how I feel.
And it just seems like that she's not actually trying it. Doing it to make her husband happy and not so much Alex.
Mike, let me flip it, then Liv has something too. But then, like, isn't this exactly the same thing? Like, Alex isn't doing anything? It seems like her dad's trying to put the olive branch out there between both of them. I know Alex is the daughter, but I'm just saying, when two, like, donkeys don't want to move, like, something's got to give. Somebody's got to give. Somebody has to say, I'm sorry.
I mean, you can see it from both sides, but it seems like if Alex feels like she was wronged in that situation, it shouldn't be her responsibility to say sorry.
Right, no, and I don't think that going to this brunch has to be you apologizing, Alex. I think it's just you hearing them out for what they have to say to you. I don't think you have to apologize. I don't think that they deserve an apology from you. I think that they should apologize to you, but right, just hear them out. And I also think, why would her dad say, like, she's missing you if your mom wasn't missing you?
Well, here's the thing. What I know is that the picture was old. So it wasn't like he just took it.
Your dad had stock photos?
Yes. No, what I'm saying is the picture is not from yesterday. He found a picture that he has of my mom, sent it to me, and then said she misses you. That doesn't mean anything about, like, if she actually does.
But you can't assume that. Your mom could be crying every single day since it happened.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know.
Right.
Amber's on the Joan Alex show. Amber, what should Alex do? Should she go to this brunch?
She should. She should just accept her mom for who she is. She already knows that this is how she is. So just be cordial and not necessarily bring it up.
That's
not bring it up? That's like the whole reason we'd be meeting. I mean, we haven't spoken in 3 months about this one particular issue. Like, it's obviously going to have to be discussed.
Well, you can discuss it, but you still have to. I mean, you're both obviously kind of stubborn about the situation, and it's fine, but you can agree to disagree with your parents and still, like, go try to find some resolution and move forward as a family. It's not easy. I have a similar situation, too, but I just accept for my mom for who she is and, you know, have those 2 hours of conversations with her and then move on.
That's exactly right, Amber. Like, it doesn't mean that you're like that you're wrong, but sometimes, like, I've learned even in therapy, I gotta accept I can't change anybody. I can't change Alex, Porkchop, or Liv. I can't change my mom, my grandma, their flaws or things. Just like, people really can't change me. So you have to say, do I want to love them? Do I want to get past that?
Right.
Hold on. Let's go to the phone this morning and talk to, it looks like a family coach. Probably gonna butcher your name. Is it a Calvavine?
Cavillin.
Yeah, that was totally wrong. Cool.
Ooh, you're a family coach? Okay. What's your advice?
You want to consider what you actually want to have your outcome be.
Okay.
When we get hurt in a situation, and I don't know your backstory because I didn't hear that part of the conversation, but when we get hurt in a situation with family, we have expectations of them that are sometimes unrealistic.
Mm.
And when you said, like you said, what you wanted, and then they offered it to you, and now you kind of don't want it,
yeah.
It seems like you're still stuck in the hurt part.
Yeah, that makes sense. So then how do I get out of that?
So you have to figure out what you actually want. So like, what if you had a magic wand and moving forward, what you wanted? What is that picture?
What
look
do you
like
want, Alex?
Head?
Tell us now.
That's such a hard question because there's so many.
It
things.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would have to think about that. But that's really good advice.
Hey, thank you for calling
so whatever,
in this morning.
This might be the first step.
All right. And you know what they say, the first step's the hardest. I mean, the biggest thing, like, I learned in therapy, I think you said the same thing too, Liv, it's like, once you finally figure out what the dang problem is, you're like, oh, crap, I could have to do work to try to solve it.
First cut is the deepest, baby.
Oh, crap, we're making her cry again.
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A woman in Australia was flashed by a man in a park several times and actually talked to other women like, hey, did some guy come by and flash his ding-dong in front of you? She found out, yeah, they have been flashed too.
Oh.
So she decided, you know what? I'm going to put an end to this, and I'm going to try to help out. What I'm going to do? I'm going to put on a full gorilla costume and sit at the park and wait for the guy to do it again.
Why does she think that he would flash to a gorilla?
I don't know. And of all things to blend in, like maybe like glasses and like a hat would kind of help you blend in if the guy remembered you. But gorilla would kind of scare me. I'm like, whoa, what's this gorilla doing out of its cage?
No way that's going to work.
Alex, it actually did. She sat there in broad daylight, hiding her identity, and somehow her plan worked. She saw the flasher.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, she reportedly took photos of the man letting his banana hang low.
I was going to say, she is in a gorilla suit wanting that banana.
Mm-hmm,
or trying
girl.
To catch the banana anyway.
She took photos of his banana, called the cops, sent them the photos. They ended up arresting the guy and charging him with 4 counts of committing indecent acts.
This is way more than just monkeying around.
It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And the number to call in for this, I need your help, please, is 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Big news over the weekend, if you didn't know this already, I got a brand new thing in my life. I actually have a brand new red Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport. This thing is awesome. Holy crap. I've always wanted a Jeep, and now I have one. I got to give a big shout out to friends and big people of the show, Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge, because they're amazing. That's where I got it from. If you listen to us in Indianapolis, they're right there on 96th and Michigan. And here's the cool thing too, if you're looking at getting an actual vehicle, if you want a Jeep Wrangler, because these vehicles are just so sweet, for every test drive that you do, they're going to donate $50 to Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is a huge, huge part of my life. And I'm a big brother for the past 2 years to my little bro Michael. So I think that's awesome. You get to test drive a vehicle that you possibly would want to get anyways.
And that's all you have to do. You don't have to buy the car. You just have to test drive it.
I mean, I would hope you'd buy it from there. I mean, honestly, I'm very happy with what I'm driving and it's amazing. But yeah, Alex, if you test drive it, they will hook it up. They will donate $50 to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So once again, thanks to Champion and everybody out there for doing that, because that's so cool. I love that people listen to the show, they hear what we do. Like, hey, why don't we do a little something with you? So
yeah.
I'm all about that. Now, I'm posting a photo right now. I have a photo that I took, and I realized you can see exactly where I live. So I'm not going to post that photo.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
But I'm gonna post the photo. And it's not going to have me, so maybe it'll look better. I'm going to post it on our Instagram. Just 1 second if you want to see what it likes. Joe and Alex Show. I just got it from the website, which is the exact same model that I got.
On the story or what?
No, I'll put it up on the actual, like, what do you call it, the wall?
Okay.
Or on there so you can see what it is and help give a name to it.
There's actually been something about this I've been really struggling with personally, Joe, and I haven't, like, come to you to talk about it.
Okay.
But I have never felt more jealousy and envy than I do right now.
Because he got that car?
Yes. A Jeep Wrangler is literally my dream car. All I want in this life, when I know I have made it, is when I am able to get a four-door Jeep Wrangler.
I want you to name it Thurston.
Excuse me. Explain why I should name it Thurston.
Because it's the best name. It's fancy. Sounds like pinkies up.
Thurston?
Yeah, I think it's funny.
No, I think Thurston sounds like, ooh, you're Thurston. You're Thurston.
You're thirsty for a ride up in here. No. Yeah. Hold on. Luke says there's some important things here. Luke, what's going on? Thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX.
Oh, what's going on, Joe? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're just trying to name my new Jeep Wrangler.
Man, did you post up on the gram yet?
I did. It's on our Instagram right now. It's also on our station Instagram. So you just search for it and you'll see it. It should be posted up there like right about meow. So I just hit post. There it is. Yeah, and like I said, I had a photo with me in it, but it was also at my house. I was kind of a dummy, and I tried to crop it. You can see exactly where I live.
If you wouldn't have said anything, Joe, nobody would have probably knew that was your house.
Dude, yeah, they will. Listen, Alex can speak. We have some amazing listeners like you, Luke, who I don't think would try to kill me in my sleep. We got other people who are kind of creepy.
Yep.
That being said, we love all the weirdos. But what should I name it? If you see that photo, Joe and Alex Show, go follow us on Instagram.
Well, I want to say first, Joe, I think the car definitely fits you. I think it's a great vehicle for you.
It is.
I like the hard top. I think you did a good choice on the hard top. Color is beautiful. Great job on that. Now, one thing that you really got to specify, though, Joe, is are you feeling like it's more of like a female car? Like, is it a she, or do you think it's more of a he?
I don't know. Now, listen, let me take you back so we can get to where we're at. My previous Saturn Ion that I had that bit the bullet had 210,000 miles. I didn't really have it anything. If I would have, I maybe called it Blue Beauty, but I didn't do that. No, my first car I ever had was purple, kind of like Barney, and I was a rapper back in the day, so I called it Papa Pesh's Pimp and Purple Plymouth.
I remember that.
It's a big song, still trending on the chart somewhere. I'm going to say that this is more of a guy. Nothing wrong with that. There could be girls, but I feel like this, it's such a badass thing. To me, it's like my bro truck, my bro Jeep.
I mean, I could definitely see it being a he. Absolutely. Now the name, on the other hand, are you looking for like an actual name, or kind of like how you named that Plymouth? You know, kind of not real, like a real name. You know, that's another thing you got to figure out. Do you want to real have like a decent connection, like you can talk to it a little bit, or do you want to just, you know, kind of have a goofy name?
Luke, Liv's kind of snickering at this. I think I really want to give it a name and talk to it. Like, I think I want to have a conversation on the way into work, or if I had a good day or bad day, I'm like, oh man, blah, 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 that was such a good show. Or, you know, I'm really having problems right now with me and Porkchop getting along. Like, I want to be able to share that with my Jeep.
I feel you. Because here's the thing, you know, Joe, I have a Jeep as well.
Okay.
Now, it's funny, because I want a Wrangler just as bad as Liv does. You know, I know it's like one of the extreme things as well. But can't afford it right now. Those things are way too expensive for me. But it's actually a smaller Jeep. It's almost embarrassing compared to yours. But it's green. So for comics, you know, I thought it was funny to name it Hulk, because it's green, but it's small.
Perfect.
So it's kind of like, it's like an ox. You know, it's funny.
Luke, I love that, dude. I love that name.
You know, my Jeep's name is Hulk. Something like you, I mean, that's a true badass Jeep. So, sorry. Oh, gosh, my bad. But,
it's okay, man. Hey, dude, I appreciate your call. We could talk to you all day. I want to get some other people on there, too, to chime in. But, Luke, you really gave me a lot of important information to get this conversation going.
I think you should go with Bruce.
A lot of people are saying Red Rover, Big Red.
Hey, you...
You okay over there?
You have to answer Anthony, and he sounds like your cousin Jeremy. This is great.
No way. Anthony, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, dude?
Hey, good morning. Joe, I really think you ought to call it Joe's Red Rocket.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Has anybody ever used the word Red Rocket before? Because I don't think I want my car to be called the Red Rocket.
Yeah, for my dog.
You're so obsessed with your dogs, too. It's perfect.
Oh, my God, Anthony. I don't know how to say thank you or awkwardly just laugh it off.
I think that's perfect. A lot of people said that.
I don't want to call my new Jeep the Red Rocket.
I like Bruce. You'd be like, Bruce.
Hold on.
Let's go.
We got
someone
new
said
ones.
Clifford.
Okay,
oh,
like the big
cute
red dog.
Yep.
Okay, that's not bad. Let's see. Red Magnum. A lot of interesting angles here. You guys are kind of getting into it. Big Red Faux Show. People are agreeing. What about Cherry? See, I feel like Cherry's more of a lady one.
No, that's a girl.
I don't like Cherry. Someone said Ginger. I don't like Ginger. And I think Clifford is a soft name.
I like Junior. He said Big Booty Judy.
Ooh, I knew a girl I worked with. Her name was Big Booty Judy. I don't know. These are I'm going to have to look over these some more. Somebody said Titan. That sounds like a strong name, but I don't feel like. So how's your day today, Joe? Well, Titan, since you asked.
Someone said Tiger Blood.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we're going to have to keep on thinking of this one. If you have any suggestions, please let us know on our Instagram. Follow us at Joe and Alex Show. And two, if you can help support the cause here, I'm being really selfish here. Like, I really hope that if you live in the Indy area that maybe you consider getting a Jeep at Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge. But at the very least, guys, they're going to donate $50 per test drive if you test drive a Jeep Wrangler. So go in there and tell them that Joe from Radio Now sent you. That'd be great. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and let's see, who are we talking to? Is this Alicia?
Yes.
Hey, what do you got going on Saturday night?
I was actually planning to go to the Children's Museum of Earth, but hadn't got my tickets yet.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, you don't need them because you just won them from the Joe and Alex Show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Have you ever been to Museum by Moonlight?
No, I haven't. I was going to go last year, but for some reason couldn't go, so I'm super excited.
It's fun. Alex, what's your favorite thing when we get to go there?
Well, last year they had a chocolate slide. That was the best. That was the best thing ever. I mean, the food and just being able to do the Children's Museum without kids and have some drinks and stuff is so much fun.
Yeah, 21 and up, five different floors of fun. One of my favorite things, too, is the silent disco in the Dinosphere. You put on these headphones and there's different DJs playing different music. That is so cool. Yes. Well, hey, we're going to be set up right by the entrance. We're going to get to do some emceeing that night. So please make sure you come through and say hi to us, Alicia, okay?
Will do.
Otherwise, we'll track you down and say, kick her out. She didn't thank us.
I will say hi.
Okay, good. See, that's not guilt tripping at all. Hey, what do you cool kids got going on today?
Well, I have to go to court like I talked about for my child advocate training, but really sad news breaking. Karl Lagerfeld, who is the creative director of Chanel, has just died at the age of 85. So the French media just reported his death. So now you're going to start seeing tributes from the fashion industry all around the world today. This is a massive loss for the fashion industry, if you are at all inclined to care about that.
I wonder what scent they'll put on him. Like, for the viewing and stuff, like, what will they use?
I'm sure that that funeral will be the most legendary since, like, Gianni Versace. Oh. Like, this is a massive deal.
I was just about to say that.
All right, what about you guys? Anything else going on there? Liv, the web girl?
I'm going to work out. I've got to go to the gym. I want to get Pork Chop to work out with me, but I know he's got a Uber drive, like, all this week, but I'm really excited to get him in the gym with me.
Ooh.
So.
Why don't you take your shake weight with you, and you can, like, switch hands while you're driving?
Yeah,
there we go. That's a workout. Imagine if I was Uber driving you and I'm there like, Joe would be like, let me out of here.
You definitely get another one star.
Oh, no.
No, I'd be like, I'm impressed this guy can multitask.
He went from pork chop to pork loin, pork lean.
There you go. The finest cut of a pork chop. All right, well, we can't do any of that if we don't get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.